You know, I'm just gonna, it's like riding a bike, just gonna dive right back in. Welcome to the Start From Scratch podcast show. I'm your host, Troy Williams. I believe this is Pod 190. Pod 190, it's been a while. We are in 2023. We made it. So, yeah, man, it's good to be back. It's been a while. Yeah. It's been a while, but hey, let's just get into it, man. You know, let's get the shout outs out the way. Shout out to Anchor, shout out to Spotify, shout out to Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, however you may be listening to this podcast. Follow us on IG, Start From Scratch Podcast. It's all one word, just Start From Scratch Podcast. It's all one word, pretty simple. And you can follow me on Twitter at @original_TV because I tweet some. Tweet sometimes, man. And like I said, we're back better than ever. It says 2023, and man, I'm not going to get into too many details, but it's starting off with a bang. That's for sure. But you know, hope everyone had it. I mean, it's January 12th, but I mean, it's not too late to ask. You know, I hope everyone had a good New Year's Eve, good Christmas, all that good stuff. Yeah, I think the last time I made a podcast was the week of Christmas or the week before Christmas. So yeah, it's been a minute, but yeah, I did the whole Christmas thing. Stayed local, did the Christmas stuff. Didn't really do too much. Didn't do too much New Year's. Didn't do too much because it rained. It's been raining for like 6 weeks straight. That's what it feels like. But it has been raining ever since. The day after Christmas, December 26th. And you're asking me why I remember it? Because I remember it, okay? I had 2 weeks off of work, okay? I didn't plan any vacations, I didn't want to go nowhere. I wanted to stay local. I wanted to mind my own business, chill out, relax, have some fun as well. Maybe do some road trips. You know, I had a whole bunch of things going on in my head. But you know what happened? It rained. The whole time I was off on my break. The whole entire time. I mean, and I'm not even exaggerating. From the 26th, New Year's Eve, I think we got like maybe one day of no rain, one good day. But it was, so here we are. We're in January now, January 12th. And the rain hasn't stopped, but we did get a break today. Today we got a break. It has not been any rain in sight. I was able to go shoot some hoops around lunchtime without getting wet. I'm angry about all this. I had 2 weeks off and it just rained. It's just been flooding in California. It's been pretty bad. If you've been watching the news, if you live in the Bay Area, California, you already know firsthand, it's been raining so much that people started, surfing in the streets. Waterboarding, whatever they was getting their canoes. It was a lot, which you shouldn't do because that water has feces in it. Okay, just wanted to give that an update. Next time the next hydro bomb comes through, that's what they're calling it now, an atmospheric river. Next time the atmospheric river comes through, and you might get tempted to jump in that water and do whatever you want to do, take a swim, take a dive. Don't do it. There's feces in that. Just wanted to educate you guys on that for a little bit. But the rain has been it's been laying on thick. So we got a break today, which I'm thankful for, man. The sun is out, it feels beautiful, but probably tomorrow it's gonna all go back down the shitter. Actually, let's look right now. What's tomorrow like? Tomorrow 90% chance of rain all day. We'll see. The weather people, they're trying to get this whole thing right. A lot of times it's like, oh, it's only going to be like this. It's only going to rain till about noon. And then like it doesn't rain at all. You're like, oh, maybe we missed it. And then around 2-3 o'clock, here comes the rain. You're like, oh, you know what? The weather, man, is just full. S-H-I-T. You know. But yeah, so it looks like it's going to rain Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And then it looks like we're in the clear after that. So, what? You know, four more days. Hopefully it doesn't rain the whole day, you know, but, you know, it is what it is. We need the rain, right? We need it. That's what everyone's going around saying. We need the rain. I agree, but we didn't need it all at once. Like, fuck. Like, I'm sorry. I was off for 2 weeks. I was supposed to be doing Troy things, and I didn't get to do anything Troy wanted to do. Okay? And I know I'm not the only one. Not the only one. You know how I spent my New Year's Eve? Inside. Because you know why? Because it was pouring rain. Okay? But hey, it is what it is. Life could be worse. Life could be worse. But you know, the upside to it was I got one of those Meta headsets, the VR headsets, for Christmas. And I was totally, skeptical about these things. You know, wasn't really like, I was like, who's really going to do that? Who's really buying into that? But boy, let me tell you, when it's raining outside and you look over and you see you got one of those and you got a Meta VR set and it's raining outside, you got nothing else to do. You slip that thing on, buddy, and you going to a whole nother world, man. Let me tell you something. PS4 trash. I'm just going to say right now, PS4 trash, and new Xbox stuff, anything that's not VR trash. I have been Iron Man for over 2 weeks, okay? I just beat the game the other day. I've been Iron Man. I put the VR set. I'm flying around like Iron Man. I'm shooting down stuff with my hands. I'm flying in the air, doing all kinds of... I've been Iron Man for the last 2 weeks. That's the upside. There's a pro football game on there. I took the Niners to the playoffs already. I mean... And look, that game's funner than I thought as well, the football game. Just some good, look, I'm not mad at it. If I ever talk trash about the metaverse, I apologize. I've been having a blast on it, especially since it's been raining. If it wasn't raining so much, I probably wouldn't develop as much time as I did to this, you know, this VR world. But I'm in now. It's up, as the kids say. It's up, okay? Oh man, it's up, buddy. But the VR thing, that's the new way for sure. And there's different ones too. I mean, there's different ones with better graphics, whatever. I got the Meta 2, whatever, but hey, it's dope. It's dope. Like I said, I've been Iron Man. I've taken the Niners to the Super Bowl. I mean, to the playoffs. They got some good it's some fun stuff in there, man. They got a Resident Evil game in there, which I will not play. It comes free with the headset. Okay. If you don't know what Resident Evil is, look it up. But it's pretty much a zombie apocalypse shooting game. And I used to play it growing up. I haven't played it in a very long time. It's a pretty scary game. And so it comes free with the headset. And I downloaded it. And when I tell you, I mean, look, the game's cool. Like it's totally interactive. Like other games, you know, you just pick up the gun, you pick up your weapon, you start shooting, whatever. This game is so realistic. You gotta like pick up the gun, load in the clip, cock it back. It's pretty realistic. But when I tell you, I was playing this game in the story mode, my anxiety was through the roof. I haven't played since level one, and I didn't even finish level one. I probably played 10 minutes of level one, and I said, "Oh, absolutely not." My anxiety was up to the roof. I couldn't do it. I know why it's free. I can't do it. It's too much. Just imagine playing a video game. Like, okay, regular video game, you got a controller in your hand, and it's scary. You're already nervous enough. But imagine now you're actually in it. You got to look around. Oh, man, it was too much. It was too much. If anyone's played that game or beat it, kudos to you. Because I was, there's no way in hell. There's no way in hell. But yeah, man, so that's what I've been doing in these 48 days and 48 nights of rain in California. Okay, I've been playing the metaverse, and I'm Iron Man. I'm gonna be Iron Man again later today, and nobody's gonna stop me. Okay, no one's gonna come bug me. I live alone. No one's gonna stop me from being Iron Man, huh? Who's gonna stop me? No one. And I'm gonna try to win a Super Bowl in the metaverse as well. So what? what did you accomplish this week? Bet nothing. Absolutely nothing. Have you? Well, okay, cool. You got promotion. Have you been Iron Man? Didn't think so. Did you save the world in the metaverse? No. Didn't think so. So yeah, go ahead with your little award, your promotion. Well, who cares? But no, man. Yeah. But no, it's been it's pretty cool. If you want to gift it to someone, highly recommend. If they're into that kind of thing. if they're into that kind of thing. But yeah, man. So yeah, it's been raining a lot in California. I don't know if you guys saw in the news this week about the it's gone viral. I'm pretty sure we've all seen, most of us have seen it by now. But earlier this week, it was in San Francisco actually. In the midst of all the raining going on, this guy who I think he owns like an art gallery in San Francisco. And if you know San Francisco, the homeless, or California just in general, the homelessness is a pretty big problem. But this guy, he owned a, I don't know his name, I don't care for his name. You can look it up. But he owned an art gallery in San Francisco. And apparently this homeless lady was outside of his shop. Come to know, give him more context of it. She's been sitting outside his shop for 3 days prior to this incident happening, where he's like, you know what, this rain isn't enough for her. Let me get this water hose and start spraying her on the side of the street. And someone recorded it with their cell phone, as anyone does these days. Okay, everyone's getting recorded anywhere you go, so don't think you're not. But yeah, so I mean, so this homeless woman was there for like 3 days, and he just starts spraying her with a hose, and gets recorded, goes viral, and he's getting all the slander. I think someone threw a rock through one of the windows in his business or whatever. So he's getting a lot of backlash, well deserved. And so, but before it went viral and everything, I already saw it on Twitter. You know, anything happens first on Twitter. In case you don't know, it goes Twitter. It starts at Twitter, Instagram, and then maybe TikTok. That's just my opinion. But yeah, it was on Twitter days before, a couple days before. And I saw it, and I said, and look, maybe I'm just a little desensitized to a lot of things now, and I think we all are. You know, it's hard to, like, react to everything right away, because, you know, it's just hard. It's a lot of work. If I wanted to react to everything in outrage every day, I would lose. I'd be losing my mind. I'd be pulling my hair out, because there's literally something to overreact to or be in outrage about every day, especially with social media now. So I really saw it, and I said, huh, okay, and I went on about my day. I honestly, look, I like I said, maybe I'm desensitized or whatever, but I honestly didn't think too much of it, because in my mind I said, huh, this is before I knew any context about it. I said, well, huh, in order for him to get to this point where he's spraying this lady with a hose, I'm like, she's probably been there a very long time. He just finally lost it. Doesn't make it right. But I'm pretty sure he reached the point and he did what he did. And it looked awful. It looked terrible. I'm not saying I would do it. I definitely wouldn't have done it. But can I see how a guy can get to that point of a homeless person staying in front of an establishment for multiple days? Yeah, I can see it. I can see it. Like I said, he wasn't right. He was not right. I'm not saying he was, but can I see how he gets to that point? Yeah. Because I'm going to ask you a question, listeners. Say you're at home, your house, and you got this, and you're outside trying to, you know, cut your grass and spray down the driveway, sweep. You're just doing some, you know, some house cleaning, you know, it's inside and outside. You're outside, and then you got this homeless person, not in your driveway or anything, but just on the sidewalk in front of your house, just living their best life. And say this goes on for 2-3 days. You're outside watering your grass. If you decide to spray the homeless person, I'm not going to judge you that much. I get it. I get it, man. You might reach a boiling point. So I didn't think it was that bad. I don't think he deserves all the backlash. Was it wrong? Yes. Would I do it? No. But like I said, can I see how you get there? Yeah. And I know, don't look at me that way. Don't look at me that way. I know a lot of you are saying, no, I would never. I wouldn't do that. But hey, until you put in that position, you just might. I got road rage issues. So who knows how I would feel if someone was doing that in front of my place. I probably would lose it too. You know, I'm pretty sure he tried calling the police or the proper authorities and nothing was done. He's got to see this homeless woman in front of his establishment every day. And he finally had enough. Like I said, not saying it's right, but do I get it? I get it. And he should apologize. And I don't know, buy the homeless lady sandwich or something. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah. So that's what's going on in California. Flooding and people spraying homeless people with hoses. You know, that's what's going on right now. Yeah. What else is happening? If you've been flying, I guess there was a glitch in the Matrix the other day with the FAA, and they had to ground all the planes, or no planes could get off the ground. The FAA outage. I just know briefly about it. A lot of people are saying this might have been a cyber attack. Like, this one, just no. Oh, this just happened on accident. No, a lot of people are saying this could have been a cyber attack. And the way 2023 is going, it could have been. Because they're not going to tell us. Unless some other country claims that they did it. Or some individual. I don't know. But it says a corrupt file led to the FAA ground stoppage. It was also found in the backup system. Wow, that's a convenient story to tell. I'm not going to say they're lying, but that's officials are still trying to figure out exactly what led to the Federal Aviation Administration system outage on Wednesday, but have traced it to a corrupt file, which was first reported on CNN. So you don't know what happened. You're still trying to figure out, but you think it's this corrupt file. Got it. In a statement late Wednesday, the FAA said it was continuing to investigate the outage and take all needed steps to prevent this kind of disruption from happening again. Yeah, I mean, you can go read more about that, but yeah, I mean, it's ugly out here, guys. I don't know what's going on between what happened with Southwest a couple weeks ago. That's explainable because there were storm issues, and apparently it's more complicated than that. But yeah, anyways, but between what happened with Southwest a couple weeks ago, last month, you know, before the end of the year, people were traveling during the holidays, and they had to shut a lot of airlines down, and flights were delayed for days, and people had to rent cars and drive to their destinations. You know, all this crazy stuff is going on. Now you got the FAA outage. Like I said, 2023 so far has not. You know what's so funny? I think is we all think new year, new me, brand new start. We've grown accustomed to that. No, it's the same you, same stuff. It's just more of it. It just keeps going. So, yeah, 2023 is doing exactly what I thought it was going to do. It's going to pick up right where it left off in 2022. So, yeah. So you got the outages, the rain. You had the Darvin Ham situation. The Damar Ham. The Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin. I was thinking of the Lakers head coach. I got their names mixed up. But Damar Hamlin, as you guys know, I'm sure you did, just happened, 9-10 days ago on Monday Night Football. Football player Damar Hamlin, cornerback. He made a tackle, and he got up from the tackle, and then he just collapsed. Apparently, you know, during that, you know, when he collapsed on the field, apparently, you know, he stopped breathing, and they had to resuscitate him a couple times because he stopped breathing. And it was, and look, luckily he's doing, great right now. I think he just got discharged from the hospital in Buffalo because he was in Cincinnati, and then he just got discharged from the hospital in Buffalo, and he's cleared for rehab and everything. And, you know, there's video footage of him, and there's, you know, people are talking about how he's, you know, celebrating and, you know, just acting normal. So it doesn't seem like there's really any long-term effects that we know of, because I was worried at first that when it first happened, how they said he wasn't breathing for however long, which is scary because, you know, if you don't get oxygen in your brain, that can have long-term effects, like really like you being a vegetable kind of long-term effects. So the fact that he's doing FaceTime calls and getting back to normal is a miracle, because it could have been real bad. It could have been real bad. So you got to give shout outs to the medical staff on both teams who went out there on the field right away and started giving him immediate medical assistance. So I just had to talk about that. That was a huge story over the last week or so. DeMar Hamlin, it was ugly. I didn't watch it live, but yeah, I think I was turning to the game. I think I turned to the game maybe 5 minutes after it happened. It was just like, yo, what's going on? You know, everything stopped and everything. And so, yeah, so it, like I said, it's good to hear and see that he is doing better, because that could have been pretty, pretty bad. Pretty bad. So, but yeah, and it leads to the question, man, I mean, look, this isn't really the first time it's happened. Things like this have happened before in the NFL. I think it's just more, like I said, with social media and everything, and cell phones and everything, and you know, things are just magnetized a lot more. And it was different. I don't think any of us really saw anything like that before in the modern era like that. So yeah, I mean, yeah, man, look, man, if I was him, I mean, I'm pretty sure he wants to play football again, but if I was him, I don't think I'd do that. Cause I think the only explanation that, or reasonable explanation I heard from him was, you know, just the impact he got, like the impact on his chest when he made that tackle was like equivalent to the impact of a car crash or something like that. But it basically was like, you know, you hit your chest at the right place, right time, in this area, this could happen. It's like, man, that's scary. It's scary, you know, something like that can just happen, and you just making a tackle. So, yeah, it's weird, man. I mean, right, obviously they've gone back to playing football. You know, we just watched football this past Sunday. I was at the Niner game. Oh, man, let me tell you about that. So, I was at the Niner game this past Sunday. They played. Who did they play? Dang, I was pretty litties at the games. Who did they play? Ooh, this is bad. The Seahawks? No. Oh, who did they play? Oh man, I barely watched any of the game. I didn't watch any of the game. I think I watched like maybe a quarter, but most of the time I was bumping. I was hanging. We were hanging out in like the food court area because all the food was free. So, the only thing you had to pay for was drinks. So, you know what happened there. Who did the Niners play, though? Now it's going to bug me. That's how far I was gone. Jeez, games. Okay, here we go. They played the Cardinals. There you go. They played the Arizona Cardinals. Score was 38-13. It was a wash. It was, you know, the game was over by like the second quarter or whatever. Apparently a few of my cousins were at this game, and we all didn't know. But anyways, yeah, so I was at the game. Didn't get to tailgate, but it was my first time at Levi Stadium, and I've tailgated before, but it's been a while. And tailgating is tailgating is a whole nother world. I have to admit, it's pretty much like, how do you describe tailgating? I mean, like, if you tailgated before, you know what I mean. I would describe tailgating as everyone barbecuing on the Las Vegas Strip. And just imagine a long, if you've been to Vegas, you know the Vegas Strip. Just imagine the Vegas Strip, and everyone just has their own grills. Okay, and they're just making burgers and hot dogs or whatever. And everyone's walking around with beer and taking shots and throwing footballs. That's the best way I can describe it to you. And it's a mess. Some people, I mean, we didn't get there till I think like 11:30 or something like that. And the game starts at like 1. So we're late to the party, but some people get there at like 8 a.m. And they do this. They've been doing this their whole lives. I was telling my friend, I think the Niners fans need therapy after seeing the things I've seen. I think Niners fans need therapy. But in honesty, all football fans need therapy if you're tailgating. It's a mess. It's a mess. I mean, you won't see anything like this. I guess maybe for soccer games. I guess soccer games can get a little rowdy as well. But man, it was fun. It was an experience. I would go again. I would definitely go again. I'm not getting there at 8 o'clock and tailgating. If I get there at 8 and start tailgating, trust me, I know myself. By 1 o'clock, I'm done. Put me on a stretcher, coach. Okay, take him home. Take him home. He's done. If I get there at 8:30, I'm going to start drinking at 8:30. And yeah, by 1 o'clock, I'm a goner. So yeah, I won't be tailgating. I don't need that in my life because I'm gonna be gone. You know, I have no limits. I just always push them. I'm just gonna push the limits. And please believe, if I'm gonna start partying at 8 a.m., oh, it's pedal to the metal, baby. Okay, and I don't need to do that. Nobody needs to see that. No one needs to see me act that way. Okay, so yeah, but no, yeah, Niner fans, crazy fans. But it was fun. It was fun. I had a blast, actually. Had a blast. And then I went to the Warrior game on Christmas, which was dope as well. So yeah, maybe, you know, like, I'm still living my life, still living my dreams. But it's just rained. Okay, I'm getting it just rained the 2 weeks I was off the whole time. Like I say, maybe got one day. Okay, maybe got one day. Of like non-rain, but whatever. Okay, Joy. They're like, stop talking about Joy. All right, I'll drop it. Ugh. Before I get out of here, I think this is my year. Let's see. It's because right now on the horoscope says we're talking about zodiac signs and stuff like that, which, you know, I don't really care. But I remember a long time ago. This is a long, long, long time ago. Someone was telling me that I'm the year of the rat, is it a year of rat or year of the rabbit? What am I? Let's see. I think I might be year. Hold on. Let's see. I think I'm year of the rat, but I don't know. Here we go. Oh yeah, no, yo, I'm year of the rabbit. Here we go. I was born in 87, year of the rabbit. Here we go. So this year is another year. The last year of the rabbit was 2011. Okay, and so now is the year of the rabbit. And so what does that mean? Here we go. 2023 is the year of the water rabbit. Okay, there's different rabbits. I think I was a fire rabbit once before. Right. So this is the year of the rabbit. Okay. So, okay, well, hold on. Here we go. So starting from January 22nd. Okay, so we're not in January 22nd yet. So we're not in the year of the rabbit yet. But starting from January 22nd, 2003, Chinese New Year, and ending February 9th, 2004. The sign of rabbit is a symbol of longevity, peace, and prosperity in the Chinese culture. 2023 is picked to be a year of hope. People born in the year of the rabbit are called rabbits and are believed to be vigilant, witty, quick-minded, and ingenious. Ah, yep, that sounds like me. That just described everything about me. The most compatible zodiac signs for rabbits are goats, dogs, and pigs. Okay. All right. Goats, dogs, and pigs. I guess I had to look up what those years are. But yeah, so year of the rabbit, year of hope. It's my year. Okay. Bigger and better things on the horizon. There you go. So yeah, that's gonna do it for me, guys. I've had enough already. You know, this is Pod 190. We're back at it. Do I have anything else to touch on? I don't got nothing else to touch on. So you guys be safe out there. Enjoy your weekend. I'll see you guys next week because we're back. We're just back, and it's up. It's up. It's up and it's stuck. Stop Forgetting Podcast Troy. I'm out.